We'll continue our candidate profiles. Joining us now is Al Yurok. He is candidate for Kansas Representatives District 100. That's a former speaker. I guess he's still current speaker. Otherwise, my buddy, he's going to be the next insurance commissioner, Dan Hawkins' seat. Al is an entrepreneur, Kansas State computer engineering graduate, so we won't hold that against him for, you know, graduating from K-State. Lifelong Kansan, he's a 20-year track record of business growth and community service, and he says he brings a unique blend of technical expertise, stability, and a deep commitment to the families of District 100. He's lived in the district for, goodness, I 30, 40 years, something like that, right, Al? I know you, I talked to you during a break. You've lived in that district for a long decades, right?
45 years old, so it'd be a little bit tough. And grew up on the farm, so
I know you've lived in the district for quite some time.
About 7 years now.
That's what I thought.
But we've been in Sedgwick County for about.
That's what I thought. I know you'd lived there, and I know you've been involved in the diocese for a long time as well. Correct.
For sure. Lifelong Catholic. I grew up cradle Catholic up there in Marion County, and then obviously back down here.
So you've got a lot of background. Why would you even think about? I mean, trust me, this is not. It can't be for the pay. I mean, why decide to run for House?
Yeah, just going through this whole process has been very educational. I would say.
Oh, I'm sure that's a nice way of saying.
I'm trying to be nice.
You're trying to be diplomatic.
Anybody that puts their name on a ballot, no matter what side you're fighting for, I have a little more respect for you. I would say that it is a interesting and
interesting is process. Another nice way of putting it. Yes,
you're helping me out here. Well, so, why?
Well, I've been there, so I know what the family goes through. I know about the nasty emails and the nasty phone calls, and you've got the suntan to prove that you've been door knocking.
That's right. I talked a lot of people at 100, which has been
why? I mean,
so, I have a lot riding on Kansas. So my wife and I, we have a bunch of children, and we love it here in the state. It's been great. Been
wonderful. Wait a minute, Phil. He's Catholic and he's got a bunch of children. No,
there's a whole bunch of them. So I want to have grandkids here one day. I want to have my children to live here. We need opportunity. They need jobs. They need affordable housing. So certainly I need Kansas to step up and be a place where they want to be so we can have those people that we love continue to be around us. I come from an engineering background. I have spent my life trying to make the world around me better. Like I love problem solving, whether that be for companies I've worked for. I spent about 5 years working for Cargill early on here downtown, starting my own businesses. My family, ministries I work with, the churches I've attended or were out there in Sacred Heart and Colwich. I love in any of those disciplines, I love to make that world around me better. Like, how can I make it faster, better, provide more value?
So you're looking to make things better.
Certainly.
State's facing a budget shortfall. What's your make it better solution for that?
Well, I'm kind of a Ronald Reagan kind of guy. Instead of like taking a bigger slice of the pie to make a bigger pie. I mean, I think it starts with a long-term solution of growing Kansas businesses, growing, being a business-friendly state to where businesses can start and they can grow just like mine has for the last 20 years and provide others with that same opportunity. So we've got to get that right. We also were losing people out of the state. I think the latest numbers I saw, we were about even, but to have more Kansans, to widen out the tax base, I talk to a lot of people. I do the job or the company I own. I do a little bit of traveling, doing trainings around, and I talk to a lot of people from a lot of different interesting places. And they have mountains and they have oceans and whatever else, all kinds of fun things in their state. We don't have that. But you know what? We got like the best people. Like we have awesome people here. I love people that are in Kansas are here because they love the communities that they're in. They love being here and being around family. How do we tell that story? How do we bring additional people to Kansas? I'm seeing that more and more. There was a gentleman, we were celebrating the 20-year anniversary of our company. We went to, I think it's called Shoot Suite, and I was talking to the business owner there about their story, where do they come from or whatever. But yeah, his family, they were from, I think, Tucson, and they were coming back and like starting their family and kind of figuring, well, we're going to get out of all of that, and we're going to come to somewhere where it's a little bit more reasonable and the people are good. And so they chose to come here to Kansas. And I'm like, I'm excited to hear more and more stories like that. I feel like I'm seeing Kansas, and we want to make this an attractive state to be in. So that's a really long answer of like, yeah, we need to grow businesses. We need to grow Kansas, make it a place where we're importing in people, not exporting those out to other states. And then also we're going to have to make probably some tough decisions here in the short term. You know, just like any family or any business, we got to balance the checkbook, right? We got to, so certainly you can go out and make more money, but the other part is you got to cut back and you got to, not try to spend money on things you can't afford. So certainly there's going to be some decision making that'll have to happen.
You're on the ballot on the 4th. One of the other issues on the ballot on the 4th is the constitutional amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Big issue. You grabbed a couple of yard signs here while you were here earlier. I'm assuming you support the constitutional amendment on the ballot on the 4th.
Absolutely. I mean, as much as I want the people of 100 to vote for Al, you know, and I'd love that. The bigger issue of the day is really that amendment. I hate the fact that basically an entire branch of government is handcuffed by a very small elite select group of lawyers that make those decisions for us instead of us getting to vote. It seems like a very straightforward amendment. I would love, I work towards that end. I've been talking to, I spent a good amount of time talking to some of the advanced ballot voters, and I helped them kind of like talk through some of the different issues and whatever else, and they had questions about that. So there was certainly confusion about what does this mean. And I think once I explained, hey, this is about just giving you the power to make the choice of who the judges are. And we already do that in Sedgwick County for our own district judges. So yeah. This makes a lot of sense, I think, to people certainly that I talked to and that I visited with, but so important that we vote yes, and we put the power back in the hands of the people as opposed to some special interest, small group of lawyers that make that decision.
We'll take a quick break. You mind sticking around through the break?
Sure.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Al Yurok. He's a candidate for State House in District 100. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Less than 1% of the population of Kansas are lawyers, yet they control the entire Kansas Supreme Court. Let's fix that, folks. Visit votersnotlawyers.com and find out more about this upcoming August 4th constitutional amendment. And, of course, make sure you vote yes. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. We'll continue our candidate profile now. Al Yurok, he is a candidate for District 100. Al, let's cover a few basic party platform issues. I know you were endorsed by Kansans for Life, correct?
For sure. 100%, you know, pro-life, from womb to tomb. Very, very important issue to me. It's a little wild, right? I've used that guide, the pro-life guide.
The voter guide?
That's been coming out, here and being distributed. And, to see,
your,
to
own
see your name on there is like, it's a
been
little
there,
surreal.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
And it tells you about the importance of this and the gravity of this in a particular office and humbled it is a little surreal to see that, but absolutely.
100% I remember that experience because I received their endorsement as well, and it was kind of fun the first time I got the voter guide and my name was on it. I was
right?
That's kind of cool.
I've used it for years to help guide my decisions.
That is kind of cool. I hadn't seen if KSRA, did they also, the NRA, KSRA?
I got like an AQ rating from the NRA.
The way that works, for folks who don't understand, if you have not got a voting record, like, for example, I had the A-plus rating. Mm. Well, so there's even ratings like even if you have a voting record, the best you can get is an A.
Oh.
Unless you've actually passed legislation that has been signed into law. Mm. Then you can get an A+. So my last year in the legislature, I got an A+. And by the way, I still have my A+.
Oh, do they give it like a grade card? Like you get to hang it up on your wall?
Yes, you get it. You get it. You hang it up on the wall and you retain your rating until, yes. So I still have an A+ with the NRA.
I'd be
But the best a candidate can get is an AQ, which means A, questionnaire, which means you filled out the questionnaire and they gave you an AQ.
Yes, very so, much so a very defender of, the, good, of so. The Second Amendment for sure. It helps to protect all the other amendments, right? I mean, very important issue. I grew up as a farm kid in rural Kansas, hunted not very successfully, mostly pheasants out there. But I tell people, you know, I've got a lot of kids, John, the only thing I have more than kids is guns.
How about school choice? What are your thoughts on school choice?
Love that. So we've made a lot of choices and in our family. We've homeschooled. We've gone to public virtual school. We've gone to a co-op. I myself am a public school kid, so I know how
important
it is to fund those schools. But I love the fact of – I love to provide more ability for parents to make choices. They're going to make good choice. They're going to make the right choices for their children. And the more that we give those options, I think they're going to make good decisions with those. So creating transparency, creating ability for more people to have choice. Because we have school choice right now, but it's only for people who can afford to or are in situations where they can. I want to provide more of that. And I think we're going to have better outcomes. You know, we've been falling behind in different behind other states and things like that, but we've continued to pour money into the equation.
What are your thoughts on legalizing marijuana, recreational or medical?
Not for me. I think that's not for Kansas.
Passy on the wacky tobacky. In the
world. Gotcha. Yep.
Al, if folks have questions, if they want to donate, if they want to, by the way, let me ask real quick, if you're not the winner, I'm assuming you'll support your opponent in the general.
Yep, absolutely. I put a yard sign in my yard.
And he said the same thing, by the way.
Good, so there you go.
pardon me. If folks have questions, if they want more information, if they want to volunteer or donate, they can visit al4ks.com, and that's FOR, correct?
You know, I'm an IT guy, so it's like it's the number 4, it's FOR, whatever you want. I think I even have AI FOR. The number of times I get mistaken for AI instead of Al.
It is ALFOR.
All of them work.
KS, and it's KS, not Kansas.
That's right. It's the
Al
shortest one you
FOR. It is really short. ALFORKS.com, right?
You got it. That's exactly
right. Al, we wish you the best of luck. And you've only got, 15 days now, 16 days.
That's so right. Make a lot of phone calls.
Keep up the work. Have you got a Democrat? Is there a Democrat in the?
There is.
Okay. Yep. So then you move on to the general if you do, and we'll be there to help you, my friend. So
I
good luck.
It,
wish
John.
You the best of luck, my friend.